Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. William Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill Dunkelberg is Chief Economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, the Professor of Economics at Temple University, and his work on studying the attitudes of small business is the gold standard, and I can't imagine how it would ever stop being the gold standard. I mean, he's been doing this for a long, long time, almost 40 years, and he's here with the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. Bill, do we need to change the name?
Well, I did. I changed it to the Index of Pessimism. Because we're just not seeing very much optimism out there.
And haven't for a long time. And I think it's important to point out before we get into the details of your report this week, or this month, that you know, the report, your index has been out about a week. It takes probably a week or more to compile everything. So that means that the answers that you got, the responses you got, were probably somewhere by the no later than the toward the end of July, which is before we had the big ignominious week of negotiations in Washington, and then the roller coaster on Wall Street. So these numbers are before all that, aren't they?
Right. So the last interviews would have been processed, you know, on July 28th, and most of them came in, you know, more like middle month, you know, because we mail 10,000 interviews out on the first day of the month, and then the interviews come in, they peak, and they kind of tail off. So this would be more like, you know, centered on July.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we, on August 1, mailed out another 10,000 interviews, and we'll see if what happened mattered, it helped things or made things worse or whatever. A few more days, we'll start getting the data in again.
Right. But as it stood last month, as it stood for the month of July, optimism went down again, didn't it, overall optimism?
Yep, yeah, it did. We're now
almost
a percent. Below, 9/10 of a point. We're below 90 now. And again, these are just all, you know, the... We've been looking at this stuff for 37 years, so 90 is very much a recession reading, and we just can't seem to get off of that mark. We're very pessimistic, and of course, we get the echo to that amongst consumers. The University of Michigan's Consumer Confidence Index hit the lowest level since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1980 is the year we established our all-time low for the Small Business Optimism Index, or Pessimism Index. And but the good thing then was it only lasted a quarter. These poor readings are lasted for, you know, a couple of years, and that's unfortunate.
So see, as far as I'm concerned, Bill, you know, everybody gets all worked up about the Dow Jones and the S&P index. You know, those are easy to calculate and to compare. You know, on a second by second basis. I'm sure every morning the president wakes up and Congress wakes up and they look at what the market did the day before and what the overnights looked at, et cetera, et cetera. But I wonder if they wake up and say, I wonder how the other half of the economy is doing. I don't think they do that. Do you?
Probably not. They're too busy with the half they're in, I guess, and what they have to get done. It's always true that, you know, even in the worst recession, 9 out of 10 people, you know, are still employed and have their jobs, and life pretty much goes on for normal with them.
Yeah.
And that's why we have unemployment benefits, to kind of share the burden of going through these business cycle adjustments that we have to go through, because we do stupid things which then trigger adjustments which are painful, and
we
find something new to do that's not a good idea.
It just, it's very troubling to me that small business, as you and I both know, create at least half, if not a little over half, of the GDP in America. And there's virtually, and the only thing that they, the only time that the policymakers talk about small business is when they want to use us to their advantage in their rhetoric.
Exactly.
In their
rhetoric. You know, Gallup just finished a poll about, you know, most respected occupations, and top was, of course, clergy. Second was small business ownership, owners. And, of course, at the bottom of the list were our politicians.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Probably, well, I was going to say something hateful, and I won't do that. Quick break, Bill.
Don't
thanks,
do that.
Thanks for hanging in there. I'll save that for later. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. We've got his index of business optimism / pessimism up after these messages. More to come. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.